Chapter 2. What is the nature of the involved non-state actors? Mercenaries, privateers, auxiliaries. These are some of the many terms that describe different political actors who engaged in violence throughout our global human history. Ever since the advent of the internet and personal computers, non-state actors have dominated the information landscape. Referred to as the cyberspace, the vast and open network hosted international activists, criminals, and ordinary individuals alike. In the second chapter, we investigate the variety of non-state actors and the nature of their cooperation or alignment with the goals of a state. Who are the mercenaries and the privateers of the modern age? What avenues do individuals and organizations outside the government provide for the achievement of goals of host and rival states? Are state and non-state actors two sides of the same coin? We cover some of the five ubiquitous motives for individuals and organizations to engage in behavior that aligns with the implicit and explicit policies of various governments. Each part starts with a theory behind the phenomenon, and who was it represented by in the physical world of violence, before moving on to the virtual counterparts that seemingly have the same interests. In the end, we offer paths into research driven by some of the credible concerns for the future of the phenomenon. The first is the motive of profit and personal gain, as even through the first civilizations, specialized individuals marketed their services to political actors for resources. In historical wars, they were like the condottieri of Renaissance Italy. In the recent years, they exist in a different form as private military companies. Their virtual counterparts have been called cyber mercenaries or cyber privateers, but in the vernacular of the early hacker communities, they carry hats of different colors that show with whom they align. The second is the motive of patriotism and ideology. While representing different concepts, both carry the connotation of waging a campaign for goals beyond personal profit. The filibusters and paramilitaries represent the former, where they further the expansionist or repressive goals of a state without being subject to accountability. In the virtual world, they are the patriotic hackers who conduct cyber attacks on rival nations, often suspected to be state actors themselves who hide in the fog of the so-called cyber war. The remaining are represented by guerrillas and insurgents in the physical world who at times cooperated with rival states to further their revolutions, but who have yet to truly emerge in the information domain as actors of their own accord. The third is a general motive underlying deviance: exploitation, rebellion, revenge, and resistance. Across highwaymen, Robin Hoods, and disgruntled citizens, individuals who reject the host society inadvertently align with the rival state that pursues chaos. In the virtual world, these have emerged as foreign or local exploiters like ransomware groups, and even local industrial spies and saboteurs who, aside from personal gain, often seek to hurt others too. The fourth general category covers vigilantes, who undertake acts of their own accord. Motivated by a moral outrage or perceived insecurity, vigilantes at times agree with the internal policies of the host state, but act disproportionately to achieve them. On the internet, the vigilante hacktivists are some of the most known actors whose engagement often led to the pursuit of a target that misaligns with their values. The final category covers some of the more unique principles of the original hackers, whose appeals to openness and transparency kept the internet safer and in line with freedom of people across the world. While there are many notable offshoots, we briefly cover the areas of legitimate activities that subsequently led to the sizable, mostly private cybersecurity industry of today and the many projects that crowdsource help. Delve into the nature of historical and cyber actors in the future texts.